3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, hey ho hey. It is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I am outdoors today here at Herrenhaven, walking into the mushroom garden, looking for signs of marmots. Because this is where the marmots tend to show up first. Because it's right by the little Papio Creek. And so our little friends who are traveling along the creek can just pop right up here and say, hey, this is a good place for Mottis like us to hang out. And I have to agree. Now today I was hoping to go somewhere else. I was hoping to go out to Toll Park. But I had a lot of business to take care of today. And so I'm getting at this kind of late, and I didn't want to drive across town past a lot of schools and deal with school buses to get to Toll Park. So today, we're just at Herrenhaven again, looking for dudes. And now I'm looking around, approaching the end of the mushroom garden, looking down into the various ravines, down into the creek. Gotta check behind this tree. There's a big den right here. Bird. Oh, I heard something. Oh, I just heard something over here. What was that sound? That was a dude moving through a lot of leaf cover. Oh, I see some squirrels. Was it just a squirrel? Yeah, I think it was just a squirrel, but we're gonna double check here anywho. Let me get on top of this log and look down here. Yeah, I think what I heard was probably just those squirrels. I can see down into the creek. The water is flowing. Traffic's going by on West Maple Road. And as I look into all the various marmot dens that I can see from this vantage point, it doesn't look like anybody is out yet. No Mottis. Huh. Okay. That's interesting. Where's my Mottis? We should have Mottis showing up here real soon. We got to find them. Alright, so as I walk out of the mushroom garden, I'm checking this den over here, and the den over here is weird. Something got in there, but I don't think it was a dude. I don't know what's going on with this den. It doesn't look like it's in use, though. Not really. Alright, so don't step on the stick. There we go. All right, so I'm walking now towards the gate that leads out to the Mulhall's property. I'm looking onto the property, looking for Mottis. Mottis like to go out there to graze and eat. And walking up here will give us a chance to check the little culvert under the gate that Mottis like to go into, but nope, it hasn't been cleared out yet. As I look over the property, I don't see any marmots, but there's some geese out there. There's half a dozen or so geese just sort of grazing. I don't see any other dudes, though. Oh, there's a V of geese flying over. Honkity honk. There's a dozen geese up there. They're looking at the water. They're thinking that they want to land at Herrenhaven because Herrenhaven is such a goosey place to be. So that's good. We got incoming geese. You know, I'm halfway tempted to go look at the other bridge here. I wonder if those dens under the bridge are being used. I wonder if there's any marmots up there. The only way to find out is to go look. And I don't know. Should we go check for marmots under the bridge? Not today. I think we're going to head into the forest and check all the dens in there, even though I'm not really expecting to find any. You never know. When was the last time we were here? A few days ago? We could have marmots in here. First place to look here is next to the shed. Any mates in the shed? Let's check these holes up close. Ooh, is this loose dirt? Is this loose dirt in this hole? And we'll check the other hole. This, I'm gonna get right up here on top of this hole here. Yeah, that is loose dirt. Somebody's been digging in that hole. What's going on over here in the other holes? This hole kind of looks like it might have been cleared out a little bit. Yeah, I'm walking around. Huh. I'm going to get right up close here, see if I can see any tracks or anything. No, can't see any tracks, but the dirt is kind of dry, so... Does this mean that we have mates checking out the shed? I think it does. I think it does. Okay. So that's good news. I'm walking by the... the dragonfly pond. And there's still some chunks of ice in there. And there's green moss on top of the ice now. That's funny to me. Alright. So... If there's mots checking out the shed, where are those mots hanging out? They could be hanging out in Lumberjack's den, which I'm trying to get a line of sight on right now as I walk into the forest. It's hard to see. There's a few more downed trees and stuff in the way, and so it's really hard to see back there anymore. Okay, this is probably the best... vantage point, and yeah, I can't see Jack. I'm not going to see any mates in that den unless the mates are up on the logs, which is what they do. So, you know, we'll keep looking for them. We'll keep looking for those mates. I will find some. Yeah, and you know, when I say, oh, there's no mots at Herrenhaven yet, well, we don't know that for certain. That just means we haven't found any marmots at Herrenhaven yet. They could be here. They could just be very, very hidey. I can hear a woodpecker. Brrrrap. Looking for bugs. And I'm walking through the forest. And I can feel my hip where I fell. All this walking is making it feel better. Every day my hip gets a little better. Then I go to bed and roll over on my hip. I sleep on my hip for about an hour. Then I wake up. So sleeping keeps aggravating my little thing. And it's annoying. Alright, I'm at the crossroads. We turn right and walk out here onto the Mulhouse property. Check it from another angle here. See if we can't find any of our mates. Because we like mots. Alright, what can we see out here? Well, from this angle, I'm not seeing any mots. But those geese are looking at me now. They're saying, hey, who's that dude? and I'm saying, oh, it's just me. I keep hearing a funny noise. What is that sound? I don't know. There's some other birds out here too, but being as I'm not particularly interested in birds, at least at this moment, I think I'll turn around. And maybe we should go out to the boardwalk. See if there's anything going on the boardwalk. There's people here. That's what I heard. As I turn around, I can see people walking into the back 40. Okay, so let's go out to the boardwalk. See if we can... Oh, I forgot my camera. Doe. Oh well. I've been busy today. I've had to focus all my mental acuity on dealing with all the other stuff I had to deal with today. And so I'm a little slow. Alright, I'm standing here next to the sub pond. Looking around. All the ice is gone. There's nobody back here though. There should be some geese back here hanging out, you'd think, but no. I don't see any geese. I don't see any muskrats. So, let's head out to the boardwalk and get over the big water. See what we got going on out there today. I haven't even eaten yet. It's kind of late. I got up a little bit early so I could do all this weird stuff. So I still got to eat. Okay, walking out onto the boardwalk. Water level was a little bit higher. That's good. It did rain yesterday. And so there's geese flying around. There's a couple of geese having an argument. And that goose didn't like that goose, and so that goose chased that guy away. I'm sitting here, or standing here, really, on the boardwalk, looking back into the reeds, looking into the scratty areas, looking for some scratty action, and I'm not really seeing any. Where's my scrats? Where's my scratties? We still got some arguing geese. Honk, honk, honk. Honk, honk, honk. They're saying hello. And what else is going on out here? There's poop on the boardwalk. Presumably goose poop. Because that's about all we got going on out here is geese. Alright, so yeah, honk, 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 honk. I'm walking out towards the end of the boardwalk where there are more geese having quite the vociferous discussion on all things, you know, goosey. What is going on out here? Jeez. They're just having a tea party. Honkers everywhere. And there's some geese in the hidden finger ponds that are going nuts. I can't see them, but I can hear them back there. Waka, waka, waka. Honkity, honkity, honk, honk. I'm not seeing any muskrat action around here. But there's some very serious goose arguments taking place back in here. Waka, 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 waka. Yeah, so when did it rain? Did it rain yesterday? Yesterday and a little bit the day before? Yeah, I can tell. The water level is back up to what I would call spring normal. The water level can vary a bit during the year. But this is a pretty much normal. So that's good. Dudes are swimming around. Ponds are filling in. Everything is looking pretty good. We just need everything to green up. Not seeing many signs of growth. Although, there is some green stuff floating around in the water. I don't know if this is new stuff that's starting to grow, or if it's, you know, old stuff. Algae stuff. Alright, I'm back to the reeds. Looking in here very carefully, looking for hidden muskrats. Any scratties hiding in here? I don't see any. I do not see any. It is a nice day. It's about 55 degrees Fahrenheit or thereabouts. It's sunny. Not very windy. And generally good. Good conditions. But as I leave the boardwalk here, kind of wondering where my marmots are. Now I'm thinking about the bridge again. Should I be checking the bridge? Maybe we should be checking the bridge. Yeah, I'm going to head out of here. We're going to head back to the bridge. All right, and when I talk about the bridge, let me explain. As you know, Herrenhaven is a riparian wetlands. And the word riparian means on the banks of a river. The river that this is on the banks of is, of course, what we refer to as the Papio Creek. This would be the Little Papillion Creek if you're looking at a map. There are multiple Papillion Creeks, and this one is the Little Papillion. We call it the Papio. We're big fans of Papillion around here. Papillion is the Nebraskan way to say papillon. Si vous parlez français. So, the Little Papio basically runs from north to south all the way through town, all the way to the Missouri River. And Herrenhaven butts up against it. Now, as you know, Old Maple Road has been renamed Ione Worthman Road. Or was it Ione Worthman Drive? I don't remember. But either way, there's a bridge that goes over the Papio Creek right off the Herrenhaven property. And so we're going to go check that out and see if there's any marmots under this bridge. Because there usually are. There are multiple dens up here. There's at least three dens, if not four. And I have found baby marmots here. In fact, I think the first time I ever found baby marmots might have been under the bridge right here. So I'm now walking around the other side of the building. I'm out of the forest. And now I'm walking through the parking lot. A parking lot that is paved with limestone aggregate, little limestone rocks. And every once in a while, on a sunny day like this, you can be walking through the parking lot and you can see a you can see a little flicker of light from one of the rocks, a little sparkly reflection caused by iron pyrite, fool's gold. So yeah, this I don't want to say that the parking lot is paved with fool's gold, but you can find lots of rocks with chunks of iron pyrite embedded in it. Okay, so I'm now walking along the street here, Ionworthman Road or Drive or whatever, walking up to the bridge. And as I approach the bridge, there's a den on this under this abutment. So I'm going slow, just in case there's Matis. All right, well, looking at the first hole, I don't think there's any Mats. These holes haven't been cleared out of this den yet. No, not yet. Okay. As I look down into the banks of the creek, I can see some little trails. Looks like there's been some graffiti artists down here too. There's some new graffiti down here. New since last year. Now I'm walking across the bridge, over the creek, or river as this is often called in other places. I've seen smaller streams be called rivers before. All right. So right at the end of this bridge is another hole. We got to sneak up here very quietly as the cars drive by on the bridge and take a look. Yeah, no, this hole has not been cleared out either. There's no marmots in this hole. Should we check the other side? This is where it gets tricky. The other side of the bridge does not have a sidewalk. And so we're going to be standing in the middle of the street facing oncoming traffic to look for Mats. There is danger involved. Okay, no traffic. Run, run, run. Walk across the street here. And look down over. That hole has not been cleared. And I think there's another hole down there, but we're not going to check it. Here comes a car only 3 feet away. All right, and we're going to move up here and check this hole now. Any Matis? No, no Matis. This hole has not been cleared either. Okay, now for safety's sake. Well, we're not going to move now because here comes another car. There goes the guard. Don't look at me like I'm crazy, bitch. You're the one driving on the wrong side of the street. Back across the street. Over the retaining wall. Woohoo! And we're safe. Oh, this is a good vantage point to see the mushroom garden. You can kind of see it from here. And you can see all the other stuff on the other side of the mushroom garden. And you know, there's some good logs down there. You'd think some marmots would be hanging out on those logs on such a sunny day, absorbing up some sun. But no, for some reason, the Mats haven't gotten down here yet. It's kind of weird, because I thought they would have been here by now. I mean, we have seen multiple marmots upstream, not even a half a mile away. And those marmots are out and motting it up and doing motty things. They could have traveled this far by now. Where's my Matis? don't know where the Motts are. So yeah, eventually we need to go to Toll Park. Now, if you could get into a boat or a kayak or something, Toll Park is, let me think, that's 90th and Center. And we're at 120th and Maple. So let me think. Maple to Dodge, is that 2 miles? Not quite. To Center, it's probably another. If you were to get into a kayak, you could just float 3 miles downstream and be at the other park that I want to be at. Unfortunately, we don't have a kayak, and kayaking in the Papio is extraordinarily dangerous. So we would never do that. But it's fun to think about. And that's where I've been told to look for Motts, where other Motts have been spotted. And here I am, back in the parking lot, back to my car. I would wrap the show up, but we still got about 3 minutes to go. Oh, I know where we should check that we didn't check before. I'm gonna walk back over here, behind the kiosk and behind the butterfly garden. We have the strange loop path, the butterfly garden loop path. Basically, there's the butterfly garden and there's a gate at the end. And as you walk out that gate, there's a little loop that brings you back to right here, the picnic table. I'm standing right next to the picnic table. Wait, what? There's some, nope, that's a squirrel on a, stupid squirrel. There's a log over there, and I saw something move on it. Yeah, it's just a squirrel. The reason I want to take this loop path is that it loops around, and then there's this weird sort of, I don't know if this bridge is supposed to be decorative or what, but there's this little wooden bridge that leads to the back of the butterfly pond. And under this bridge is an old pipe. I don't know what it's for, but you know, this pipe was laid in here probably 100 years ago when this was somebody's farm to help with drainage. It no longer functions in that capacity, and now it's a place for marmots to hang out. But as I look under the bridge here, there are leaves and stuff in front of that pipe. There have not been any marmots in it yet this year. So if we walk up here to the butterfly garden, there's this little motty path that winds around here, and we can walk over here to the other end of this pipe and check it. And well, there's lots of footprints around it, but I think these are squirrel footprints. This end of the pipe has not been cleared either. So, that's too bad. No Motties here. Was it last year or the year before last that we saw the first marmot of the year hanging out in this pipe? I got some great photos of him because he was very, very mellow. He let me get real close to him, and I took some great shots. So, but that's not happening today. Where's our Motties? Oh, I gotta go. You have been listening to Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go, so bye-bye, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Vancouver Step Tandem was where the famous 2111